Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The former Rusev is all elite. We'll talk about it in a second. Plus, an ex-NXT star signs with AEW and a WWE legend honors Frank Herbert. For Miro Day, September the 10th, 2020, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
It is my honor, my privilege to introduce to all of you the best man!
Oh my God.
What?
Would you look at that?
The crowd's going crazy. The beast from Bulgaria, Miro, is the best man.
He's one of the most powerful, strongest men ever.
Well, I mean, Miro is really big on Twitch.
Yes, he is.
So he and Kip obviously hit it off.
What's that? To it, doesn't it? Okay. 10 years in the same house under the same glass ceiling with an imaginary brass ring. Well, you can take that brass ring and shove it up your ass. That's right, my name is Miro, and elite recognizes elite. Elite recognizes the best. And Kip, I love you, man. And of course I'm gonna be your best man. But you picked me not because I'm a best man.
No.
But because I am the best man. You tune into my Twitch channel, you know I am the best gamer. You tune into right here, you see me devour people after person, every day, every night, whatever you tune in. My name is Miro, and I'm all elite.
Wow, that's impactful.
So that is Miro making his presence felt in All Elite Wrestling last night on Dynamite, debuting as the best man. And I hope that the best man thing sticks around after Kip Sabian's wedding. Following his debut on AEW Dynamite, Miro jumped onto his YouTube channel and he was absolutely glowing. He said, "I'm super excited about everything. Honestly, I'm stoked. Walking out, I felt goosebumps. I came to this country to be a professional wrestler and now I'm in the best professional wrestling promotion. And that is All Elite Wrestling. There's been about 95,000 people here that I've never worked with. Everyone is so nice. Everybody is so receptive. Kip is great. Kip and Penelope, congratulations for their wedding. Since I'm going to be the best man, clearly it's going to be the best wedding ever. And if you know me, you know a thing or two about weddings. You've seen me have about only four of them. And that's only the ones that you know. I'm super excited about everything. I'm stoked. Lana tweeted some lovely things on Twitter as well during Miro's debut. She said, I've been telling Miro to bleach his hair for years. I'm so glad he finally listened. Isn't he handsome? She also said, I love seeing creative, innovative ideas come to life. Also, his former partner, Aiden English, now Matt Rewalt, has tweeted out, I'm proud and happy for my friend. Go kill it, buddy. So much love for Miro. One of the guys who, when those cuts were made back in April, it felt like a miscarriage of justice to have somebody as talented as Miro, part of your company, and then to let them go. It just made no sense. So it was only a matter of time before he turned up at a major company. A lot of people thought it'd be Impact Wrestling, since in the build-up to Slammiversary, they had the Bulgarian flag appearing during the hype videos for the debutants to Impact. Oh, Impact trolling us, you cheeky devils. Now, in terms of when we will see Miro in the ring, we're not quite sure, because it was only back in July that he tested positive for COVID-19. It's unclear when he'll be physically ready to return to action, I would imagine. I mean, he looks in great shape. He looks in good form. And he seems to have shaken it. Obviously, he hasn't got it now. Otherwise, he wouldn't be at Daly's Place. That would have been a horrible way to start things. I'm sure we'll be getting a major league debut in ring for Miro very, very soon. But for now, let's just revel in the fact that Miro is back on our screens. And how appropriate to end up back in a wrestling company and make your debut on Miro Day of all days. Sticking with AEW, they've announced the signing of a former NXT star. No surprises here, but you love to see it. Tay Conti is now part of All Elite Wrestling. She was let go from WWE following the cuts made back in April. It was a bit of a rather awkward relationship between Tainara Conti and NXT in the months leading up to that. So the release came as a bit of a relief for Tay Conti. And she had plans to travel the world and go and do other things, but it looks as if she's going to be mainstaying with AEW for the time being. She resurfaced as part of the Women's Tag Team Cup, the Deadly Draw. She was teaming with Anna Jay of the Dark Order. They've certainly intimated that we could see Tay Conti joining the Dark Order. It was something that Anna Jay left Tay to think about. So we will obviously keep an eye on that one and see where that goes. But either way, it is great to see Conti as part of AEW. I genuinely believe whatever company she lands in, she's going to have a lot to offer. Looking ahead for AEW next week, for the first time ever, the NWA Women's Championship will be defended on Dynamite. Thunder Rosa is back, and she's putting the title on the line against Eva Lise. It'll be the first time the NWA Women's Championship has been defended on Dynamite. The first title defense on a mainstream output since January. Now, I know that Rosa has, on the odd occasion, defended it around some of the independent circuits recently, but obviously the world shut down earlier in the year. NWA Power is on a prolonged absence, so this is the first time in a while that Thunder Rosa has defended her title on a stage like this. When it comes to the AEW World Championship, Jon Moxley will defend it next against Lance Archer. As we know, Lance Archer won the Casino Battle Royale, and a date has been set for their match. We're going to see Archer and Moxley tear it up on Wednesday, October the 14th, which is an anniversary special of AEW Dynamite. It's almost a year to the date there where AEW debuted. They're having an anniversary show, Spectacular, which will be headlined by Jon Moxley and Lance Archer. If these guys go half the speed that they went for their New Japan US Championship matches, I think we're all going to be in for an absolute treat. Cody is not going to be part of AEW on a regular basis for the time being, I don't believe, because he's got plans outside of AEW. It was revealed yesterday on Dynamite he is going to be appearing on The Go Big Show, which is a new talent show for TNT. He's going to be one of the judges alongside Rosario Dawson, singer Jennifer Nettles, and Snoop Dogg. It's kind of like America's Got Talent, But instead of singing and dancing, it's going to feature like sword swallowers and rodeo cowboys and monster truck drivers. This is a big deal, not so much because it's truck drivers and rodeo cowboys, but it's AEW with a mainstream presence. To have Cody from AEW sat next to Snoop Dogg and Jennifer Nettles on a show away from AEW, that's actually a really big step for All Elite Wrestling. WWE's lawsuit has been dismissed. So the US Court of Appeals for the Second Circuit have dismissed an appeal by former WWE stars. This was a suit claiming the company did not protect them from repeated head injuries and concussions that could have resulted in CTE and other health issues. Now, this is a lawsuit which is a consolidation of multiple cases from past and present wrestlers, some still with us, some not. Guys like Billy Jack Haynes, Jimmy Snuka, Paul Orndorff, Mr. Fuji, Nelson Fraser, a.k.a. Viscera, King Kong Bundy. It's an amalgamation of lots of cases of a similar nature, all gathered together by lawyer Constantine Kairos. The Second Circuit dismissed additional related lawsuits against WWE because they were filed too late. And lawyer Kairos, his appeal of sanctions imposed was also dismissed. This goes back to 2018, where the Second District ruled that Kairos must pay WWE's legal fees for the case. She said repeatedly they failed to comply with court rules and orders. All right, in a statement for the Associated Press, Kairos said that the ruling made was utterly devoid of any original reasoning or engagement with the legal issues raised in the wrestler's appeal. It is conclusory assertions. The injured wrestlers find no justice, having been literally denied a day in court. Per this mandate, wrestlers have no rights, no rights to bring a lawsuit, no rights to help from WWE and CTE and head injuries, no rights as misclassified employees, no rights to a jury, and ironically, no right to even appeal. WWE's lead attorney, Jerry McDivitt, issued the following statement to PW Insider. They say, quote, we were very grateful for the decision and look forward to the only remaining aspect of this case, which is for the trial court to determine the amount of sanction Kairos now has to pay WWE. He told his client on his webpage that the appeals would be handled by the best appellate lawyers in the country. Yet he failed to even timely appeal and at oral argument told the court he was not even prepared to argue issues they had told him to be ready to argue. And when they rule against him, he just lies about what the court did and the rulings made by them. All of which is further proof of the wisdom of Judge Bryant ordering steps to be taken to protect the public and other wrestlers from him, which she did in her last opinion on the cases. So, in summary, a consolidation lawsuit with former WWE wrestlers against WWE for repeated head injuries and concussions has now been officially dismissed.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promote for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
WWE star Heath Slater was chatting to TV Insider. He reckons there's quite a few other WWE guys who are knocking on the door of Impact Wrestling. He said to TV Insider, guys that did get released and guys from other companies have been texting and calling and asking about Impact. The WWE crew said, that would be awesome to do this, but I still got a year and a half or another year. So I say, remember what you're saying, because years go by pretty fast. So if you really want to, I might know a guy. The interest is there for sure. He was asked as well about people he would like to see join him in Impact Wrestling. And the first name that came up was Curtis Axel. He said he and Axel had had conversations about Axel joining Impact Wrestling, which would be quite the move. But he says that Axel is currently doing his own thing and he's enjoying life. So that's clearly not happening for the time being. Quite the revelation from Crazy Steve from Impact Wrestling. This was on Tommy Dreamer's podcast. And this may come as a surprise to you if you're not aware of this already. When discussing issues of like his life and growing up and wrestling, Crazy Steve said, quote, I am blind. That's news to some people because as of recently, I just came out advertising it. I'm making that part of the advertisement to Crazy Steve. He is the real life version of Daredevil because I can't see and I'm still able to do what I do. Before that, I never told anybody I was blind because I didn't want that to be part of the thing. I wanted to be known as a good wrestler. I wanted to be known as somebody you can work with and is a cool character and who knows his character and meets the criteria of a wrestler. I was born totally blind. At a young age, I found out I had cataracts. When I was born, I was 2 pounds and had to be put in an incubator. They removed the cataracts at a young age, so I was able to somewhat see. I always had giant glasses. I can't drive, and I also have glaucoma. As I get older, my eyes continue to get worse. I am the Michael Jordan of not seeing. I am really, really good at it. Steve was asked how he sees and how he navigates during a wrestling match. He said, as far as the ring ropes are concerned, I have a lot of trouble seeing them. As it pertains to Impact, their ropes change so often, like sometimes they're really dark blue that they are tough to see. Right now, they're red and that's kind of okay. If they are bright and production is good, then that's great. Coming up on the Independence, I was in smoky bars and bad rings with bad ropes. I get to the arena early and get in the ring to get a feel for how things are going to go. The way I see it, I guess you can relate it to how you see when you come out of a dream. I can see shapes and colours, but to do anything that involves any sort of detail is extremely challenging, even to cook breakfast or find your toothbrush. See, this is quite the revelation about Crazy Steve, and you'll do what I did, and you'll go back and you'll watch some Crazy Steve matches, and you'll be amazed at actually just how great this guy is when you consider the fact that he is wrestling legally blind. Monday Night Raw on Labor Day did 1.73 million viewers, which is the lowest for a show since the beginning of the Thunderdome. It was hurt by competition from the basketball. The NBA playoffs were going on for the first hour and a bit of Monday Night Raw. College football was on ESPN as well, which did good numbers. The NHL playoffs were on NBC Sports. So there was sporting action all sides that would have hampered the ratings for Monday Night Raw. And plus, it's Labor Day as well. And for some reason, like, wrestling does tend to disappear a little bit around Labor Day on bank holidays and stuff like that, apparently. The number to watch will be the number that comes out next week to see whether or not there is a bounce back. WWE's majority owner, chairman of the board, Vince McMahon, has fallen out of the Forbes 400 Richest Americans list after failing to make the cut for the first year in quite a few. Forbes listed McMahon's net worth as $1.8 billion. However, you've got to have $2.1 billion to get into the 400. Ah, devastating. Forbes wrote on Vince McMahon, quote, the pandemic struck a blow to the live wrestling events put on by WWE, where McMahon is chief executive and chairman. Ticket and merchandise sales took a hit. Shares fell 31% from early January through late July. McMahon also lost some $200 million on the XFL, his NFL competitor. It was forced to cancel its season in March and file for bankruptcy shortly thereafter. A group involving Dwayne The Rock Johnson agreed to buy the league in August for a reported $15 million. Well, we send our condolences to Vince McMahon for falling out of the Forbes 400 list. Somebody get him a meat wrap. He's going to need it today. He's going to be very, very sad.
An animal caught in a trap will gnaw off its own leg to escape. What will you do?
I know you.
One day, a legend will be born. All of civilization depends on it.
The future, I can see it. It's not fear. Fear is the mind killer.
My Lord Duke.
Where the fear is gone, only I will remain.
Go, go, go!
Truly appreciate it, but right at the end there, it's only a flipping sandworm from June popping up, isn't it? I'm excited. Frank Herbert's June coming to the big screen at the end of this year, starring WWE legend Dave Batista, soon to be WWE Hall of Famer Dave Batista. Big Dave starring alongside Josh Brolin, Jason Momoa, Zendaya, and Stellan Skarsgård. That's a lot of beef in that lineup. In an adaptation of Frank Herbert's 1965 novel June. This is the story of the nomadic tribe battling for control of the desert planet Arrakis. And it looks incredible. I'm really excited for it. It's been a funny year for Dave at the movies. One of Dave's most recent films, My Spy, was supposed to have a big theatre release. That ended up not being the case, what with COVID-19. So it went straight onto Amazon Prime. You can watch that right now. Hopefully looking better for June, due out on December 18th, 2020, in theatres everywhere. If you simply cannot wait that long, just pick up the book. It's brilliant. More details on Miro's debut in AEW and details on WWE's Pushed Back UK tour at cultaholic.com right now. You can check out the Cultaholic YouTube channel where we are ranking every WWE pay-per-view from 2004 from worst to best. 04 was actually not a bad year for wrestling. I seem to remember like Raw and SmackDown had very definitive sides. There were some ropey moments in the middle, if I remember correctly, some creamy middles. But there was lots to love about 2004, and you can relive it over at our Cultaholic YouTube channel right now. And on the Cultaholic podcast feed, a brand new episode of Cultaholic Classic SmackDown Review is waiting for you. And coming up next week, as we continue our timeline of the SmackDown era from 1999 until the very bitter end, our stop on the road next is WWF Insurrection 2000. Next week, Matthew Gregg and I will be offering you a commentary track for the WWF's UK-only pay-per-view. It was quite the time, and you can watch it with us next week. There'll be more on that on the Cultaholic podcast feed later on. Also on our Twitch channel today, twitch.tv/cultaholic, Sam Driver returns. He's literally been Sam the Driver. He's been playing bus simulators and truck simulators, and it's quite a pleasure to spend the evening just sat with Sam as he's driving around. Join Sam tonight at twitch.tv/cultaholic. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. I love you. Bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.